I want to start by talking a little bit about the vaccine. I want to talk a little bit about me receiving the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Never really talked about it. I think the day that I got it, I may have done something on social media, maybe Instagram, where it was about to happen and the nurse was about to administer the Johnson & Johnson in my arm. I may have said something. I may have shared a little bit about that, but I've never really talked about it until now. So on April the 7th was a Wednesday. It's been 18 days now since I got vaccinated. And it was quick. It was quick. I remember going in, the appointment had been made, and going in and waiting. I knew that I was going to get the Johnson & Johnson. I didn't really have any worries at that time because prior to that, I believe that they were talking about some side effects, and the story really hadn't come out about the women who were experiencing some side effects with some blood clots, I believe 6 or 7 women, and I believe there was probably one at that particular time, fatality. You know, I had never really talked about it, but now I want to kind of talk about it. So, I got the vaccine, and right after the vaccine, you know, they tell you you may feel some soreness in the arm. And so in my left arm, I felt a little soreness. It was nothing. It was something almost similar to when I had received the flu shot, you know, a little soreness, you know. Second day, a little sore, still sore. Third day, sore too. So, but my primary care physicians had mentioned, said, you know, and said, look, if there may be some side effects, and these are some of the things to look forward. Maybe problems in the breathing, headaches, not like your average headache, but something, and not like your average migraine, but normally you would be able to tell a difference, I'm sure, if you was experiencing one of those effects. I hadn't really experienced that. I hadn't really experienced anything with breathing. There was also, look out for maybe rashes on the body. And then, of course, blood clots are dangerous, right? You know, blood clots can kill you. Person like me, you know, I'm monitoring, trying to figure out, not trying to overthink things, but just trying to monitor my body afterwards to see if any of these side effects I was experiencing, and didn't really experience anything. But it was I could tell you that maybe within a week prior, I started with my arms, you know, feeling I was, you know, kind of itching on my arms. And after the itching, I noticed that it was somewhat, and I know that everybody that knows me, so I'm a light-skinned guy that bruises really easily, and you can tell it doesn't take that long. But I had noticed that after scratching, I noticed where you could tell maybe a mark or something like that. And I was like, oh my God, what is this? What's going on? And so I set up what they call one of these conferences, you know, video conferences on the phone with my primary care physician. And so as I began to explain to him exactly what it was, and, you know, of course me, I took pictures of my arms like that. It's just like, I got the evidence. Here it is. What's going on? Is this a blood clot? But, you know, and after talking with the doctor, and after, you know, and after, I think it was only like one day that happened, but me, I'm freaking out over here, like, oh my goodness, because it was alarming, you know, because right after I got vaccinated on the 7th, that was April 7th, a couple days later, the CDC, and they come out, and they had already stopped production of the J&J, and they had to halt vaccinating people because of the scare, you know, of these few women who had some problems with blood clotting and dangerous blood clots. So now the CDC and the FDA have recommended that the use of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine resume here in the United States, and that is effective April the 23rd. Now, however, women younger than 50 years old should be aware of the rare risk of blood clots, especially with low platelets, okay? So that is something that they're now making visible and making people aware before they actually take the J&J. I'm sitting up here now talking to you guys, and I feel good. You know, there's nothing wrong with my arms. But one of my questions was, and I wanted to find out, like, from the doctor, like, how do you know you have a blood clot? What are some of the things that you look for? And he began to explain to me some of the things, you know, that I would look for. And this is what, you know, and but here's the thing, too. Blood clots not only come, you know, you can get a blood clot in your leg and your arm, but you can also get a blood clot in your lungs. That's really dangerous. That could take you out of here. So I would say it's always good to be safe than sorry. Yes, you want to ask those questions. You know, you want to be clear. It's brand new for a lot of people, but people are getting the vaccinations. And if it's not the two shots now, Johnson has resumed and they're back on the market with the one shot. And that's one of the main reasons why I wanted to go get Johnson. I wanted the Johnson. I had the opportunity to select the Moderna, the Pfizer. But I decided to go with Johnson because I knew that I wanted to be one and done and then wouldn't have to go back. For those who are still kind of skeptical about getting vaccinated, let me say this. Get it done. Stop freaking out. Get it done. Keep in mind, everybody's body is different. Everybody's immune system is different. And that means that everybody's body may react a different way. One thing that the Johnson & Johnson is going to do now, and it's going to caution you to let you know, look, you know, before you take this or get vaccinated, this is what happened and this is what could happen. You know, take the vaccination in the name of Jesus. If you're a person of faith, you know, believe in it, get it done and move on. Right? Let's move on with our lives. Let's get back to some type of normalcy. That's right. I said it. Let's get back. But we're not going to get back with some of the things that are happening here in Chicago. Over the weekend, 2 killed, 20 wounded in shootings in Chicago. This happens every day, right? It's a daily thing. And then after a daily thing, after a week, most of, you know, these news agencies and journalists, you know, they're compiling the numbers to talk about how bad it is. So we got to get better. We got to get better, ladies and gentlemen. We got to put the guns down and we have to protect our kids, right? There's no reason why a 7-year-old girl has to be taken away from here on her way to McDonald's, in the car, in the back seat of a car, in a drive-thru, just trying to get some McDonald's. You know how that was when you were a kid and you were in the back seat of the family vehicle waiting to go get some McDonald's, excited about the fact that you were about to get a Happy Meal and that you were going to be happy and that the day was going to be good because you were going to have some McDonald's, not knowing that you would never get a chance to taste that McDonald's. It's too many times. When we as Chicagoans, most of us have become desensitized, right? We hear people dying. We hear of kids getting shot. Road rage on our roads. It's dangerous to even travel the highways. That shouldn't be. Family members in your car. I mean, innocent people. Innocent people. It's always the story of the innocent people being affected. And they have no voice. They can't even talk anymore. So, Chi-Town, come on. We're better than this. Yeah, we've been through it. Chicago, we've been through it. Have we not been through it? We've been through it. We've gone through. The storm was crazy, but we're coming out of it. Unemployment? Yeah, I know. No jobs out here. But let me tell you something. We're getting back, and we have to continue to do what? We've got to be able to continue to believe and to know that just because it's raining and it's storming, that it's not going to last forever. At some point, it's got to dry up, and the sun has got to come out, and we have to be ready. So, are we going to make it? Yes, we're going to make it, because this is what we do. We are going to make it by the grace of God. We're going to do it. All right, it's time to switch gears. It's time to talk about the 93rd annual Oscars. Who was watching? I don't know. Not like it had been last year, right? Because of some of the restrictions in place and because of how we do things and how we have to broadcast now. But it did take place. And a surprising acceptance speech coming from one of the Oscar winners who was dynamic. Let me tell you about this guy. First of all, if you don't know, there was a movie entitled Judas and the Black Messiah. What was this about? It was about the betrayal of Fred Hampton, chairman of the Illinois chapter of the Black Panthers Party in the late 60s, and an FBI informant. But Daniel Kaluuya, I hope I didn't jack his name up. Mr. Kaluuya was amazing in this film, and you've got to check it out. That's all I'm going to say. You got to check it out. And check out Kaluuya's acceptance speech last night as he mentioned his mom and dad.
We're going up, you know what I mean? We're enjoying ourselves tonight because we've got to celebrate. We've got to celebrate life, man. We're breathing, we're walking. It's incredible. It's incredible. Like, it's incredible. My mom met my dad. They had sex. It's amazing. Like, do you know what I'm saying? I'm here. You know what I mean? So, I'm so happy to be alive. So, I'm going to celebrate that tonight. Do you know what I'm saying? And I appreciate every single person in the room. Appreciate everyone watching at home. You know, love. Peace, love, and onwards. We go again.